Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola, buenos días, ¿qué tal estamos? Soy Mark y estoy aquí para ayudaros con vuestro español. This is Coffee Break Spanish lesson 47. And in this lesson, we're going to be looking at some regularly irregular verbs, if that makes sense. There's a special type of verb in Spanish called a radical changing verb or a spelling changing verb. And these verbs have regular patterns of irregularity, if that makes sense. It all will after this lesson. So have a listen and hopefully everything will become clear. Okay, so we're going to be looking, as I said, at a couple of other verbs today. And these verbs, well, the first of these verbs is querer.
Querer.
That's right. Now, we've actually come across this word before when we were learning the word quiero.
Quiero.
Now, can you remember what quiero means?
I want.
That's right. In fact, it's got two meanings. It can mean I want, quiero cantar, I want to sing. And it also has another meaning in the phrase te quiero.
Te quiero.
Can you remember what that means?
Does it mean I love you?
It does indeed, yeah. Te quiero can mean I love you. So quiero means I love or I want. From the verb querer. Now, we've got to think today in particular about spelling. Querer, the infinitive, is spelt Q-U-E-R. E-R. Querer. However, the word quiero is spelt Q-U-I-E-R-O. So there's a slightly different spelling in the I form of the verb. And this is an example of a type of verb that's very common in Spanish. And it's got a variety of names. You can call it a spelling-changing verb, a stem-changing verb, or the one I like best is the radical changing verb. So, querer is an example of a radical changing verb. And all this means is that the spelling changes in certain parts of the present tense. So, going from querer, you have I want, quiero.
Quiero.
You want, quieres.
Quieres.
And he, she, or it wants. Quiere.
Quiere.
However, when it comes to we want, you go back to the spelling of the infinitive. So it becomes not quieremos, but queremos.
Queremos.
And the you plural in Spain is queréis.
Queréis.
And then for the final part, it goes back to the same spelling as the first, second, and third person singular forms. Quiero, quieres, quiere, and quieren.
Quieren.
So let's go through the whole of this verb together. Quiero.
Quiero.
Quieres.
Quieres.
Quiere.
Quiere.
Queremos.
Queremos.
Queréis.
Queréis.
Quieren.
Quieren.
Okay, and let's do it a little bit faster. Quiero, quieres, quiere.
Quiero, quieres, quiere.
Queremos, queréis, quieren.
Queremos, queréis, quieren.
Now, when we learned quiero in an earlier lesson, we learned that querer is in fact a modal verb. And the fact that it's a modal verb means that it can be followed by an infinitive. And it will mean then, I want to do something. Quiero cantar.
Quiero cantar.
I want to sing. What would ¿quieres tomar un café? Mean?
Do you want to have a coffee?
Yeah. ¿Quieres tomar un café? Do you want to have a coffee? So how would you say then, he wants to dance?
¿Quiere bailar?
¿Quiere bailar?
¿Quiere bailar?
So he wants to dance. Quiere bailar.
Quiere bailar.
Okay, now remembering these spelling changes, how would you say we want to eat?
Queremos comer.
Queremos comer. Exacto. Queremos comer. Notice this. Queremos, not queremos. Queremos comer.
Queremos comer.
Muy bien. Now, if I was asking a group of people in Spain, do you want to dine in a restaurant this evening? See if we can put that together. So let's first of all work out the verb. Do you want, plural?
Queréis.
Queréis. To dine.
Cenar.
In a restaurant.
En un restaurante.
This evening.
Esta noche.
Esta noche or esta tarde también. It depends really when exactly in the evening that you would want. So, the whole thing together. Do you all want to dine in a restaurant this evening?
¿Queréis cenar en un restaurante esta noche?
¿Queréis cenar en un restaurante esta noche?
¿Queréis cenar en un restaurante esta noche?
Muy bien, excelente. Okay, finally, let's look at they want. So we could say they want to learn Spanish in Cuba.
¿Quieren aprender español en Cuba?
Cuba, exacto. ¿Quieren aprender español en Cuba?
¿Quieren aprender español en Cuba?
Perfecto. So we've got quiero, quieres, quiere, queremos, queréis, quieren.
Quiero, quieres, quiere, queremos, queréis, quieren.
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 Okay, muy bien. Now, this spelling change that we've learned here, the E becoming IE when it's conjugated in the first, second, third, and sixth parts of the verb, is something that you'll come across time and time again when you're learning verbs. In fact, a very common verb is the verb to think, and that is pensar.
Pensar.
But pensar in the infinitive doesn't become penso in the first person, it becomes pienso.
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 So, the verb is conjugated, pienso, piensas, piensa. But then for the nosotros form, the first person plural, it goes back to pensamos, pensamos. And then the vosotros form, the you plural, it's pensáis. And finally for the they form, it's back to piensan. So let's go through that together. Pienso.
Pienso.
Piensas.
Piensas.
Piensa.
Piensa.
Pensamos.
Pensamos.
Pensáis.
Pensáis.
Piensan.
Piensan.
Muy bien. Now, pienso and pensar generally can be used to expand your range of vocabulary, because rather than just saying I am going to a restaurant this evening, how would you say that?
Voy a un restaurante esta noche.
Voy a un restaurante esta noche, muy bien. So rather than saying voy a un restaurante, you could say I think I am going to a restaurant this evening. And in Spanish you have to say I think that I'm going to a restaurant. So pienso que voy a un restaurante.
Pienso que voy a un restaurante.
Now notice in this situation the voy part, whatever follows pienso que, is a conjugated verb. It's not the infinitive like it was with quiero. Quiero bailar. But pienso que bailo. I think I am dancing. Pienso que bailo.
Pienso que bailo.
That's obviously a bit of a silly example, but you get the idea. Pienso que followed by a conjugated verb. Okay, so let's just consider this again. In the infinitives querer and pensar, the letter E is found. But when you conjugate these verbs in parts 1, 2, 3 and 6, that E changes to an IE. So pienso, piensas, piensa, pensamos, pensáis, piensan. And quiero, quieres, quiere, queremos, queréis, quieren. So these are the stem changing verbs or the radical changing verbs or the spelling changing verbs. It's all the same thing. They all mean that the infinitive changes in the conjugation for parts 1, 2, 3 and 6. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, there are other types of changes as well. It's not always E to IE. Let's consider the verb poder. Poder, P-O-D-E-R, means to be able to. And it's another modal verb, like querer. So if you say, I am able to, or indeed, another translation of this is, I can, you would say, puedo.
Puedo.
Note that puedo is spelled P-U-E-D-O, not P-O-D-O, like the infinitive poder, P-O-D-E-R, puedo, P-U-E-D-O, puedo.
Puedo.
Now the endings of poder are very similar to querer. So puedo, puedes, puede.
Puedo, puedes, puede.
Now, do you recognize puede in there?
Yes, from se puede.
From se puede. Se puede meaning can one. Can you do this? Can one do this? Se puede. Or puede meaning he, she, or it can. So puedo, puedes, puede.
Puedo, puedes, puede.
Podemos.
Podemos.
Podéis.
Podéis.
Pueden.
Pueden.
Okay, so let's run through those last three again. Podemos, podéis, pueden.
Podemos, podéis, pueden.
Yeah, podemos, podéis, pueden. So the 1, 2, 3, and 6 again are the UE. Puedo, puedes, puede, and pueden. But 4 and 5 are podemos, podéis.
Podemos, podéis.
Muy bien. And just one thing when you're pronouncing that vosotros form, the podéis, the E and the I of bodies kind of run together. There's not really three syllables in there, bodies, but you run the days together, so bodies.
Bodies.
Exacto. Okay, so let's try using poder in some translations. How would you say, can I dance?
Puedo bailar.
Puedo bailar. Muy bien. Puedo bailar. How would you say, can you eat in a restaurant?
Puedes comer en un restaurante.
Okay. Comer en un restaurante, or indeed cenar, if you were talking about dining. Can you dine in a restaurant? Puedes cenar en un restaurante. Again, probably not the most sensible examples, but we're trying to get the pattern here. How would you say, can we go to the cinema?
Podemos ir al cine?
Muy bien. Now, just to be absolutely clear here, we do need to use the infinitive in English, although the infinitive in English normally starts with the word to do, to go, to sing, to dance, and so on. And if we're saying, I can go, or can we go to the cinema, for example, we don't need to say, can we to go to the cinema. But if you wanted to translate podemos as, are we able to go to the cinema, then we have the to go in there. Really just to make sure that when you're translating podemos ir al cine, you remember that the ir is the infinitive. And when you're translating back from English into Spanish, can we go to the cinema? Go has to be the infinitive because it's following can we, which is a modal verb. That might seem a little bit complicated, but hopefully it's beginning to make sense. Okay, now, puedo, coming from poder, shows an example of another radical change. That's the O in the infinitive of poder becoming UE in the conjugated form. And there's another verb that we've already come across that does exactly this. Can you think of any word that you've come across that has that we sound in it, the UE?
What about vuelvo?
Exactly, that was exactly the word I was thinking of. Vuelvo, as in vuelvo a casa a las cuatro or something like that, means I come back, I return. And it comes from the word volver. So in the infinitive you have o, the o, letter o, volver, and in the conjugated form you have vuelvo.
Vuelvo.
So let's see if we can conjugate volver. What's I return?
Vuelvo.
You return?
Vuelves.
Vuelves, mm-hmm. And he, she, or it returns?
Vuelve.
Vuelve, exactly. Now, how would you say we return?
Volvemos.
Muy bien. It's volvemos, not vuelvemos, but volvemos. Volvemos from the infinitive volver. And the you plural return?
Volvéis.
Volvéis. And finally, they return.
Vuelven.
Vuelven, exactly. Now that's really good because you've been able to work out the whole of that conjugation based on the fact that you know volver is a radical changing verb and that you know the pattern being O changing to UE. And that's really as much as we're going to cover when we're talking about radical changing verbs. There are some other changes, then we'll come across these in time. But whenever we say in the future, now watch, that's a radical changing verb, you'll know which parts change and how the change works. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radio Lingua Network.
Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.